This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Twitter took a little bit of a financial wallop yesterday. Standard & Poor's downgraded its credit rating to BB-, or in plain English, junk bond status, which, even though that is plain English, still requires a bit of explanation. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has it.
Twitter is junk. J-U-N-K, junk, junkety, junkety, junk. However you say it, it sounds bad.
Junk is a kind of a colloquial term. Probably the more professional term is non-investment grade.
Thomas Lease is a professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. He says the word junk oversells things.
If the headline read, S&P rates Twitter below investment grade, people wouldn't be jumping quite as much at the headline as junk.
I call up Robert Neal, a finance professor at the Kelly School of Business at Indiana University.
Junk makes it sound like I should just toss it in the trash. Is that what I ought to be doing?
Oh, no.
Basically, a junk credit status, he says, means a company's debt is high compared to its earnings.
The rating agencies are less certain that Twitter is going to be able to make its debt payments.
On the scale of junk credit ratings, Twitter's BB- isn't that stinky, but it's smelly enough that some investors will stay away. David Cass is a professor at the Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland.
Many institutions, such as pension funds, are restricted that they can only invest in investment-grade bonds.
Fewer investors and the lower credit rating mean Twitter will pay more to borrow money from those lenders out there willing to hold their nose. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.